I started laughing at one point in the movie where they had to go up to this checkpoint, and the Anthony Mackie guy gets out of the car and walks up to this like Hungarian breakdancing dance troupe of thugs. Like they didn't, it looked like they rounded up a bunch of like guys who were in a breakdance troupe from 10 years ago, who are all still hanging out or something. They just looked really unimposing, I suppose.
Is
But they
that when
what they
they?
looked like mostly to me were some Hungarian guys.
Yeah, is that when they entered the Sandusky camp, the
Yes.
resistance camp? Right. Yeah, because
Yeah.
I had exactly the same experience where I watched that scene unfold as they enter the camp, and I was like, "Oh, this is just a crust punk festival in Hungary that I played before," you know, like, and the only difference is when they go inside. And I think I sent you guys some photographs of this. I started noticing there's Cyrillic graffiti spray painted on the shipping containers they have, sort of as little kiosks and medical units. And the Cyrillic graffiti says "Slava Ukraini," which is a great glory to the Ukraine, glory to Ukraine. And I was like, surely they won't put the other part of it, the response to "Slava Ukraini," which is "Slava Heroum." Glory to the heroes, which is the fascist salute from Nazi-occupied Ukraine, but they did.
So are you suggesting that this is like making a movie where like the US has intervened in a near future Germany and there's graffiti that says Sieg Heil all over the place among the resistance that the US is nominally allied with?
Yeah, it's like
I mean,
like going
at
into a
least it's real.
future.
It's
Future,
realistic.
yeah, totally. Future German resistance camp where Blut and Bolton is spray painted in large letters everywhere.
Again,
I do,
realistic.
a little aside about my neighborhood. I live in Bloor-Dale, which is sort of the Bloor and Lansdowne region of downtown Toronto. And surprisingly, as when the census results came in, I saw that there was a fairly high percentage of Hungarians in my neighborhood. And I've seen Hungarian flags in my neighborhood. But what I discovered is that a lot of the Hungarian flags that are flying in my neighborhood have the crest on them, the nationalist Hungarian flag crest, which was the
Yes.
actual state flag during the period in the late stage of World War II where they were occupied by the Nazis. So it's not just an innocent Hungarian flag, it's the nationalist Hungarian flag. And it was sort of surprising to see so many of them in my neighborhood.
Yeah, I think that's similar in a lot of sort of a lot of post-Soviet, or not post-Soviet, but diasporas of Eastern European countries that did some Nazi collaboration, you know, your Ukrainians, your Croats, your Balts. It was surprising to me to see how much of that imagery was in this film and just maybe slipped under the radar. Maybe the Swedish director did not catch it.
Yeah, like
But
here that's a good question actually. Like I mean, we'll get to the sort of the plot sort of such as it is as we go along. There are sort of a few things worth discussing, but just I mean, just in terms of an examination of like you know, Jesse, as you say, just people feeling able to display, you know, like quite like even if not Nazi, ultra-nationalist symbols and just sort of kind of get away with it because people don't know what they're talking about. I mean, it seems like there is in this film Outside the Wire a good deal of that, right? Like how does that transpire in a film, do we feel? Have we hired some people painting the set who might be Hungarian nationalists who've decided to like be like, "Oh, I know what graffiti I'm going to paint in Cyrillic. That's going to make it into the movie." And then a bunch of like American or whatever audiences are going to see like a fascist slogan. Like, how does that happen?
I don't think that film studios or producers are necessarily looking out for that kind of secret coding in movies. Like, I think that they would be just be satisfied to see Cyrillic graffiti without wondering what it says. So I feel there's something insidious about how that kind of symbolism gets secretly transmitted into movies made by unwitting dupes, you know?